Knights of the Square Table, Chapter 1, A Story, Post Number 4 by Clovis Dye. Dramatic reading and reflection. "You don't really want to know," says Clovis in response to Sir Stryker. "Yes, I do," he replies back. Clovis sighs and says, "If the legend hold any truth, then Akvek would have the power of the A-God!" "A-God," Stryker begins to say. "Shut up," says Clovis. "If word of this got out, the whole country would panic." In a whisper, Virsk says, "He's right, Stryker. Anybody with the power to control all of the elements might as well be considered a god. Now you see why I've decided to use the airship. We must get there immediately. We have no time to waste," says Clovis in a very commanding tone. "My liege," says Stryker. "Yes, and call me Clovis," answers Clovis. "I've went over the schematics of this thing you call an airship," says Stryker. "How can you be sure it'll work? I've never heard of anything like it. It awes the body of a ship with a balloon on top of it, and this thing's called propellers." "If you're worried that it'll work, Stryker," says Clovis, "I can assure you that my technicians are a top-notch. If they say it'll work, then it'll work." 2 hours later. All the knights are boarding the airship. Murmurs and gasps of "Ah!" come from many of them. They cannot believe what they see, or the fact that this airship will fly. To be continued by anybody who wants to continue it. So what have we learned today? First, we have learned that the A-God is more powerful than God. He's created God, so he is the A-God! More powerful than a locomotive... No, wait, that's Superman. Sorry. Next, the citizenry is retarded. They don't even know the concept of an airship. It's not that hard. It's an air ship. That means it sails the air. And it's not this thing's called a propeller. It is a propeller. However, I will give them credit for this. They are more intelligent than they seem, for they say, "Ah!" when the airship shows up, although they still board it. I also question the king's intelligence. He sends all of his knights on an untested airship, and they all obey. And they haven't recalled him. Why? Lastly, and most importantly, it seems that we have not yet rid ourselves of Captain Planet. For Captain Planet is the A-God, because he has the power to control all the elements. Clearly, Captain Planet is deep in the conspiracy. However, he has only one weakness. Airships. Thank you, and good night.